Alright, so the challenge begins. And as you'll note, they speak only in metaphor because that's part of the challenge, to see if they're smart enough to understand each other and what they're alluding to. That's part of the challenge. Alright, so that's why the whole discussion is going to be in metaphor. Okay, so the elders of Athens, they launched the attack. And they say like this, all right, a man was seeking a wife, basically of his same social economic status, and he was refused. He couldn't find a shidduch, that would have been expected that he could get. So what sense did it make that he should try and therefore try to marry a woman of even higher status than he? If he can't find a shidduch, right? On the same socioeconomic level as he is, so what sense does it make they should seek a shidduch, seek a mate from a higher social status than the status that he has? Okay. That was the question that they launched. Right. And Rabbi Shmuel ben Chanina responded, a man tried to stick a stake in the wall, and when he tried to stick it in a hole that was on a low brick on the wall, it didn't fit. He put it into a hole in a higher brick, and it did fit, right? Because it fits. So also, it could be that the women of the same status as he are not his bashert, right? They're not his bar mazah, his words of honor. They're not his divinely intended one, and the higher woman from the higher status is his intended one. Just like sometimes the lower hole doesn't fit the stake, the hole that's higher up on the wall does fit. The stake will fit in there. That's the back and forth that happened. All right. So what does this all mean? So all the svarim agree that generally speaking, they were challenging the notion that the Jewish people are God's chosen people. Right. And according to most Sfarim, the argument was going like this, right? You say that the Jewish people are God's chosen. He's going to give them the pleasure of intimacy with him, and which is the pleasure of Olam Haba, which makes all other pleasures look like a joke by comparison. But wait a minute. God has denied the Jewish people Olam Hazeh, because we see that they're the lowest of nations. They're the most oppressed. They have the greatest problems. If God is not going to give them Olam Hazeh, does it make sense that he's going to give them Olam Haba? He won't even give them the small stuff. Does it make sense that he'll give them, the greatest, which is... So the pleasure of Olam Haba they should yes get if God denied them Olam Hazeh? Doesn't seem rational. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Chananya says, it's to be likened to a stake in the wall, and that's something very deep the Sfarim explained. That, it's a fit, And he's saying like this, the Jewish people don't fit with Olam Hazeh. It's not for us. We fit with Olam Haba, right? Just like it could be that a person just doesn't get along with anyone in the same socioeconomic group, and because he's just more intelligent and more refined, he has to try to seek a wife from a higher social status who's more educated. It's also, the stake doesn't fit down below, it only fits on high. Right? The Jewish people are the people that are meant for Olam Haba. And we don't have Olam Hazeh because we can't get along with Olam Hazeh. Right? The Jewish people are spiritual people, specifically cut out, to be Bnei Olam Haba. And as we know, we just go to Olam Hazeh in order to earn Olam Haba. Right, something that is the opening chapter in Sil Sharm reminding us over and over again that Olam Hazeh, it's just the hallway to get to Olam Haba. Our whole purpose is to be in Olam Haba. Right, we have an immortal soul inside of us that doesn't enjoy Olam Hazeh at all and doesn't want to be in Olam Hazeh, and that immortal soul is the main aspect that we're about. Right, and so therefore Olam Hazeh is just the means to get to Olam Haba. So we're not meant to settle down with Olam Hazeh. To get settled here and to enjoy it here. We're just here to, just the opposite, to be challenged in Olam Hazeh, that in the merit of withstanding our challenges, we earn Olam Haba. So we get Olam Haba because that's our soulmate that's intended for us, And Olam Hazeh is not our soulmate, and that's the way to look at it. Right? This is an amazing, deep thing, right? That, you know, because secular, you know, from a secular perspective, which is where they're coming from, the elders of Athens, Olam Hazeh is primary, right? And as it were, spiritual pleasures, you know, and deep intellectual and spiritual things, that's like gravy. That's just like, that's the icing on the cake. That's the second story, right? It's the second stage up, right? And if you don't have stage one, you can't expect to get to stage two, right? Whereas we say Olam Haba is really all there is, right? And Olam Hazeh is just a stepping stone to get there. You don't have to have Olam Hazeh and build on top of it Olam Haba. Right? You don't have to have Olam Hazeh at all. You just have to pass through it and face the challenges and grow from those challenges. You don't have to have Olam Hazeh. Right? That's the whole difference between, you know, the secular perspective and the Jewish perspective, the Torah perspective. The Torah says Olam Haba is really all there is. That's the soulmate of the Jewish people. We're not meant for anywhere else, and we therefore can't be happy anywhere else anyway, and we can't have anywhere else. And anywhere else other than Olam Haba is just to face challenges, not to be comfortable, just the opposite, to face challenges there, and with the merit that we withstand our challenges, earn Olam Haba. The secular perspective is Olam Hazeh is ground floor. It's like the most basic thing that you have. And okay, and one of the things that you can have once you have your earthly pleasures, once you've made it in physical life, you could try also to branch out and to engage in spirituality like these people. They start experimenting with different spiritual trips. But Olam Hazeh is for sure primary, and that's where that's step one. You have to first have that. Only after that can you have the spiritual, right? Whereas the Jewish people are meant for Olam Haba only and directly. Right. And this is like the fundamental difference between the secular perspective on life and the universe and the Jewish perspective on life and the universe. The Jewish people are for Olam Haba, and we don't have Olam Hazeh because we're not meant for it. And for them, the whole concept of having anything higher than Olam Hazeh, well, that's built on top of, after you have Olam Hazeh, which is a certain level of pleasure, and that's the primary and the first and the foremost, after that, you build on top of it having the other stuff. Right? So that's the difference between us. For them, Olam Haba is just like extra credit that you can only have after you have the primary. And for us, Olam Haba is the one and only thing that we're meant for. Right. This ends stage one of the dialogues.